federal employees are already behind their private sector counterparts. So when many in the private sector say federal employees ought to feel their pain, I would say just the reverse is true, that they ought to feel the federal employees' pain and the pain that they've been feeling over the last several decades because their pay has significantly behind that of the private sector.
And, of course, there have been all these just series of stories, and everybody has said, you know, hey, I mean, one said that Fed's getting paid double the private sector, which is just, in my view, preposterous. And yet that's the kind of environment that folks have to are working in right now.
Well, you know, it is true that the average pay of the federal employee is twice that of the private sector, but it's also true that federal sector has jobs that are significantly more difficult, more challenging, and of a higher grade than, on average, the work in the private sector.
Mike Causey always says that there aren't any federal Walmarts, so...
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. So, and one of the things, I know you're part of the management council that the Obama administration has put together. How do managers deal with this? It seems to, I mean, folks just, it's hard not to be distracted.
Well, I think that's right. The whole goal of the federal sector, particularly in the performance management area, is to focus people on accomplishing the organization mission. And the idea in places where there's significant employee engagement is those employees are willing to give their discretionary energy to accomplish the organizational goals and objectives. With the pay freeze, I think it's going to be much harder for federal managers to create that environment where people choose to give their discretionary energy.
Give me your sense, because the Deficit Commission came out today, and at least their initial recommendations are to cut back on a lot of the pay and benefits that feds get. It seems like it makes it, I know it's very challenging to find the best and the brightest for federal work right now. It seems like this makes it even, could make it even more complex.
Well, I think it will make it more complex, much more complex, especially given the age of the federal workforce. I think it's at about 47 now, the average age of the federal workforce. People have been delaying their departure, obviously, because of the bad economy. But if the economy improves at all, there's going to be a huge departure, while at the same time, because of the pressure on agency budgets, they're not going to be able to rehire. So it seems to me that the focus ought be on retaining the quality candidates you have, and cutting their pay and benefits does not lead to retaining the qualified people that you have.
And on subjects like insourcing, it seems like this could really take the wind out of the sail in terms of insourcing.
Well, perhaps if there's a cap on federal employees, then the answer is yes.
Yeah.
If indeed there's a cost comparison between insourcing and outsourcing, the answer will be it will continue. I mean, keep in mind that the federal salary and benefits are currently about $185 billion a year, and the contracts that the federal government has signed on an annual basis are about $515 billion. Mm. So there's an awful lot of stuff that's outsourced.
One of my big concerns out of all this is that so often, and we saw it even during the Clinton years, there were just almost arbitrary, we cut across the board. And sometimes we cut stuff that was pretty important and ended up the cuts in the procurement workforce are still costing us money. Is there a way to do this in a smart way to say, hold on, yeah, we can't do everything, but to actually make choices about, okay, this is so important, we have to spend money here, but we can't do everything, so we're not going to spend money over here?
Well, I think that the across-the-board cuts represent distrust between the legislative and executive branches. Congress can't take the time and really the focused attention that would be necessary to make the kind of choices that would be necessary to cut intelligently. So they cut across the board because it's easy.
Yeah.
It's an easy sound bite, but it's very counterproductive. I guess the only productive thing that comes out of it is that it guarantees that 18 months or 2 years down the road, they'll be able to have a hearing and being critical of people and agencies who were unable to accomplish goals based on the cuts that Congress enacted.
Yeah, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We say government can't succeed, so we cut their budget, and so and don't give them the resources to be able to succeed, and then we call them up on the Hill and say, hey, why didn't you succeed?
Exactly.
And now that we've depressed everybody, what should folks be doing? What should, particularly managers, senior level folks, how should they be approaching this?
Well, I think that they have to be honest. And I think that they have to be talking to those they lead, honestly and openly, and, make the best of it. I think federal employees are a very resilient, workforce. They're there primarily because they do want to make a difference. But it's going to be hard. It's going to be very hard.